Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, Healthy Eating on a Budget. Of course, we've talked a little bit about how you can save or preserve your health and your savings when you go out to eat or when you are eating somewhere. Today, we're going to be talking about cooking yourself when you are at home cooking a meal. Now, I do wonder what you think about this, healthy eating on a budget. Is it possible to eat very healthfully and not spend a lot of money? Well, I agree. It might just take a little bit of planning. I think that's something we're going to be talking about in our lesson today. So let's get started. What to do when you are cooking and you want to have a good budget. Here we go.
Healthy eating on a budget. When cooking, be prepared. Healthy, inexpensive meals require a little planning. Set a budget to determine how much you can afford to spend on food. Then make a list of what you can buy within that budget. Once you've made your list, stick to it. To avoid impulse purchases, don't shop when you're hungry. If you can't resist certain treats, stay out of the aisles where they're located. Go natural. Artificial flavors, colors, and chemicals added to processed food may contribute to various health problems.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Home cooking is always a great way to stay healthy and save money. In today's article, we'll learn more great tips. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Inexpensive. Inexpensive is an adjective. We love that restaurant because it has good, inexpensive food. Aisle. Aisle is a noun. Bread and jelly are in the same aisle at the grocery store. Ingredient. Ingredient is a noun. I'd love to make those cookies, but some of the ingredients are kind of expensive. Indulge. Indulge is a verb. After a long week at work, Grace likes to indulge in an evening at the movie theater. Your more information words are process. Process is a verb. In season. In season is an idiom. How do you stay healthy on a budget? Let's get started with our article.
Well, we do have more to learn about going natural, but let's go back to the beginning of this section. When cooking, be prepared. Okay? Healthy, inexpensive meals require a little planning. Be prepared or being prepared might involve some planning, and that does take some time.
That's right, it does. And right here in this first sentence, we see a word from our word bank, the word inexpensive. So if it is inexpensive, then it is not expensive. Mm-hmm. It is cheap. You can afford to buy it.
That's right. And often when I want to buy inexpensive things, I'll go to places where I know they sell cheap things or cheaper things. Maybe like a night market. Night markets do sell inexpensive clothes and shoes. You can get inexpensive things there. Well, let's continue. Set a budget to determine how much you can afford to spend on food. So we're talking about healthy eating on a budget. You want to set a budget. That's how you can use that word budget. You set a budget.
That's right. And if you set a budget, then you know how much money you are willing to spend on food. And then make a list of what you can buy within that budget. So you set some guidelines. There are some rules for when you are buying food. I will only spend this much money. So what kinds of foods can I buy that are healthy that doesn't go over or outside of my budget?
That's right, because you want to buy within the budget. That word within, you can use it to, in other ways as well. You could say, he will be here within the hour. That means it won't take him too much longer to get here. He'll be here within the hour. Well, we're talking about buying things within a budget, and once you've made your list, stick to it. This is great advice. Stick to it. Let's take a look at that phrase there. To stick to something. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you stick to something, it means that you don't change. You stay with it. You don't want to change your mind about it. You follow the rules that you set for yourself.
That's right. You set rules for yourself. You stick to it. You could make a plan for the day, and then let's stick to the plan. Let's not do something else. Let's just stick to the plan. Or maybe you have a diet you want to go on. Stick to the diet. Don't eat anything else.
That's right. Or you are studying English. You are working hard. You should stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. Keep trying and keep practicing your English.
Okay. And we're talking here about sticking to your list. Okay. Don't buy anything else. To avoid impulse purchases, don't shop when you're hungry. This is great advice. For me, because sometimes I do shop when I'm hungry and I buy a lot of stuff.
Oh, and that can be very difficult because you are so hungry, everything looks good, and you spend too much money, and then you aren't able to eat all of the food you buy because it was too much. So it is important to avoid impulse purchases. Now, if you do something on impulse, that means that you do it right away. You didn't plan it, but when the opportunity came, you took it.
That's right. You didn't plan it. And I like that phrase you used. You do something on impulse. So that's how you can use that word. We're here talking about impulse purchases. You could say it was an impulse buy as well. It was an impulse buy, an impulse purchase. I did something on impulse. I didn't plan it.
Well, we can try to avoid those by sticking to our lists and not shopping for food when we are hungry. If you can't resist certain treats, stay out of the aisles where they're located. So maybe just sticking to your list isn't enough. There are some things that you just want to buy so badly. You should stay away from those aisles.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at this word aisle. Sometimes if you go to a supermarket, there are divisions inside the supermarket. Those are called aisles. There might be the meat aisle. There might be an aisle for drinks, an aisle for different kinds of cheeses, and an aisle for snacks. Lots of different aisles in the supermarket.
That's right. So if there is a particular food that you love to eat, but maybe isn't too healthy for you, you should try to stay away from that aisle where the food can be found.
Well, what other ways can you use this word aisle? Maybe you go to a concert. At a concert hall, there might be aisles that you walk down to get to your seat. Or if you've ever flown in an airplane, there are aisles in the airplane and you can walk to get to your seat down the aisle.
That's right. Well, we have another section here. Go natural. So when you are cooking, you can also go natural. Artificial flavors, colors and chemicals added to processed food may contribute to various health problems. Well, this sounds a little bit serious, Gabe.
That's right. Processed foods. These are foods that are treated or converted by a special process. And these contribute to various health problems. Usually when I think of the phrase to contribute to something, I think it's a positive thing. Here we see it's a negative thing. You can contribute to a negative thing as well.
That's right. Well, someone who can contribute something good to our English learning today is Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 inexpensive 这个形容词。
Inexpensive 是指便宜的或者是价格低廉的，但是并没有不好的或没有水准的意思。例如 ,There are many good but inexpensive restaurants in this area. 这一带有许多好吃又不贵的餐厅。它的反义词就是去掉字首的 IN, 变成 expensive, 意思就是指价格昂贵的。例如 ,Justin loves to stay at expensive fancy hotels. Justin 喜欢住在既昂贵又很漂亮的旅馆。接下来我们看的是 aisle 这个名词，注意这里的 S 是不发音的，念成 aisle。Aisle 是指走道或通道，例如 You can find sugar and spices in aisle 5. 你可以在通道第五个通道的地方找到糖和香料，或者是 Raymond went directly to the frozen food aisle. Raymond 直接走到放冷冻食品的通道。Aisle 也指飞机上的走道，例如 I prefer an aisle seat. 我比较喜欢走道的位置。We are on our second day of the article Healthy Eating on a Budget, and so far we have talked about things to do when you are cooking at home. So when you are cooking, it is important to be prepared. You want to plan out a budget and a list of foods that you can afford within that budget. It's also important to stick to that list once you have made it. Well,We have some more things to learn about going natural as well as some other tips in this article.
Healthy eating on a budget. So instead of processed food, eat foods you prepare yourself from simple ingredients like fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and meat without fat. These foods often cost less, too.Eat fruit and vegetables that are in season. They're cheaper, and they taste better because they're fresh and ripe. Have fruit for dessert. Healthy eating doesn't mean you can't indulge in something sweet. Fresh fruit can be sweet and delicious, but without the processed sugar and fat of cookies or ice cream. Following these tips will lead you to healthier and cheaper eating habits.
Well, these are indeed great tips, and let's go back to learn more about going natural when you're cooking at home. So, instead of processed food, eat foods you prepare yourself from simple ingredients like fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and meat without fat. So there is a way to go natural and cook food at home that is healthy for you.
That's right, and it is important to avoid these processed foods and just use simple ingredients. And ingredient is a word from our word bank. It's just something that you use to make something else. So usually you hear this word when you are cooking or baking. You might ask, oh, what ingredients do you need to make this delicious cake? It is wonderful.
That's a question I hear all the time. Of course, people aren't asking me that question because I don't know how to make really awesome food. But I ask other people, what ingredients did you use to make this? This is delicious. You know, ingredients can also kind of be slang. You might talk about the ingredients you need for a good English lesson. Of course, it needs to be fun and educational. Those are the ingredients you need.
That's right. So here we're using ingredients to talk about the foods you use when you cook, such as fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and meat without fat. These are all very healthy ingredients that you can use at home.
That's right. Well, let's continue learning about these kinds of foods. These foods often cost less, too. Well, that's good to know. It is possible to have healthy eating on a budget.
That's right, and we see eat fruit and vegetables that are in season. So, you eat things when they are in season. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, it's true, certain fruits are better at certain times of the year. Actually, maybe they don't even grow in other times of the year. They only grow in certain seasons. For example, my favorite fruit, mango, is in season now because it's in season during the summer. That's a great and delicious fruit, and it's in season.
Well, great. That means that you should get some mangoes and maybe use it as an ingredient in something you eat.
I think that's a great idea, Carolyn. A mango smoothie. Also perfect for this season because smoothies are nice and cool for this hot weather.
That's right. Well, eating fruits and vegetables that are in season, we see, they're cheaper and they taste better because they're fresh and ripe. So because they're in season, they don't have to travel very far. You can buy them locally. So they cost less and they taste better because they're very fresh and ripe.
That's right. Well, let's continue. We have one more tip for cooking at home. Have fruit for dessert. Well, this is a good idea. Healthy eating doesn't mean you can't indulge in something sweet. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to indulge in something. Carolyn, what does it mean to indulge?
Well, if you indulge in something, then it means that you enjoy something that you really wanted. Mm-hmm. Maybe you take some time to indulge in a good book. You really love to read. It's your favorite type of story, and you just take some time to enjoy it. But here you can also indulge in food. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a sweet tooth and you love to indulge in chocolate, but it's not something you eat all the time, so when you do have it, it is very special and you can indulge.
That's right, you can indulge in food like this. You might also indulge in the latest gossip. You want to know everything about everybody else, and so you indulge. That's not a good thing. So indulging can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Double negatives are when two forms of negation are used in the same sentence, like in the first sentence of the last paragraph.
Grammarians say we should avoid double negatives, that they're bad English. Well, don't believe them. When used properly, double negatives can be a very effective tool in your language toolbox.
Interestingly, not all languages have double negatives. And the ones that do, the double negatives may function in different ways.
In French and Spanish, for example, two negatives in the same sentence intensify each other, making the object of discussion very, very negative.
But in other languages like German, Chinese, and English, two negatives cancel each other out and so create an affirmative sense.
For example, saying something is not bad means it's good, or at the very least, okay.
Saying I'm not opposed to going means I'm willing to go.
On rare occasions, you might encounter a sentence with triple or quadruple negatives, but try to avoid using these as they'll do nothing but puzzle people.
So in English, two negatives equal a positive. But Steve, did you know there's an instance where the opposite is also true?
You mean two positives equal a negative? Yeah, right.
Exactly. 我们今天来看 double negatives, 双重否定。在数学和逻辑当中呢有所谓的负负得正。在英文和中文里头也有负负得正。像今天课文中的这一句话 ,healthy eating doesn't mean you can't indulge in something sweet. 这里的 doesn't 跟 can't 两个否定词就构成了一个肯定的句子。健康的饮食其实是可以有一些甜食的。所以负负得正。相反呢如果一个句子里头有双重肯定是否就等于否定呢当然不是。除了一个例子。Yeah, right. 这是一个表示不相信的句子。如果每次都吊车尾的朋友告诉你他得到了 A, 你就可以带着不信的表情说 Yeah, right. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
So healthy eating doesn't mean you can't indulge in something sweet. So you can have something sweet if we look at that double negative there. Fresh fruit can be sweet and delicious, but without the processed sugar and fat of cookies or ice cream.
Ah, cookies and ice cream. Well, I guess I can just have some fresh fruit for my next dessert. Anyway, friends, following these tips will lead you to healthier and cheaper eating habits. So we see those dashes again. Emphasis on healthy and cheap or inexpensive eating habits.
That's right. And so these are some really great tips to follow. Well, right now we can indulge in a review skit and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Instant noodles again?
I'm trying to save money, so I'm stuck eating instant noodles.
Actually, there are ways.
Ways?
Yes, ways to get food that will preserve your health and your savings.
So, what are the ways?
Order wisely. Choose grilled, baked, and steamed dishes, not fried ones. Choose vegetables as side dishes rather than fattening foods. And know your limit. Stop eating when you're full.
Hey, I wasn't finished eating that.
Take the rest to go and eat it later.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately, the least expensive drink is also the healthiest. Water!
Yeah. Fortunately.
Avoid desserts, save money, and cut down on calories and sugar.
Anything else?
Cook at home. Sure, it takes a little planning, so make a budget and stick to it.
That won't be easy.
Oh, and go natural. Prepare foods from simple ingredients.
What if I want something sweet?
If you must indulge, eat fruit.
Right. Well, thanks for the advice, but I have to go.
Okay. Oh, wait! Don't forget your noodles.
Yeah.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 ingredient 这个名词。Ingredient 在这里是指食材，例如 the ingredients in this dish are pretty rare. 这道菜的食材非常罕见。或者是 the restaurant only uses organic ingredients. 这家餐厅只用有机的食材。Ingredient 也指成分或因素，例如 the most essential ingredient of a good marriage is mutual trust. 好的婚姻里面最重要的要素是彼此的信赖。所以我们看的是 indulge 这个动词。indulge 是指满足或宠爱。如果要说明满足于某一种事物的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 after a long day, Renee indulged in a nice long hot bath. 经过漫长的一天， Renee 让自己好好的享受了一个热水澡。或者是 Mark indulges his wife and kids. Mark 非常宠老婆跟孩子。And now let's head back to our program.
Healthy eating on a budget. We've learned a lot of great tips for how you can eat healthy things and save money at the same time. You don't have to spend too much on expensive food. Well, Carolyn, do you try to save money on food, or how do you try to save money on food?
Well, I do want to save money when I'm buying food, especially since I cook a lot at home. So I try to make a list of all the things I want to buy. And then when I go to the store, I try to look for fresh fruit and vegetables that are in season and on sale. A lot of times I buy fruit that is very, very ripe. So it's on sale. And then I put it in the freezer to use in smoothies later.
Well, if you...happen to make a mango smoothie, please let me know because I would love to indulge in a nice mango smoothie right now. Friends, thank you for joining us for this very important lesson, and we'll see you right here on Studio Classroom for the next important lesson.
See you then.